Walk-up vaccine appointments and priority access for essential staff like supermarket workers are just some of the tactics being used in Sydney's west and southwest to try to tackle the city's COVID outbreak. 10 people have died, case numbers remain persistently high, and one expert is calling for tougher restrictions. Gavin Coote reports.
Catherine Bronger's pharmacy in southwest Sydney has been right in the thick of the Delta outbreak. She was about to start offering the AstraZeneca vaccine to customers yesterday, but she and 12 of her staff were ordered into isolation.
I actually served a patient last Tuesday who happened to test positive for COVID, which means that I'm now in isolation for the next 10 days.
With Sydney's infection numbers remaining stubbornly high, and the AstraZeneca vaccine in ample supply, dozens of community pharmacies have now begun doing their bit in the race to get those in hotspots immunised. It couldn't be a worse time for Catherine Bronger's team to be out of action.
Certainly as a small business owner and a pharmacist in the western suburbs who is seeing exposures almost on a second daily basis, we need some clear guidance how to protect our workforce.
Nearby in Cabramatta, it's all systems go at Quin Ons Pharmacy, which is in its first week of providing shots of AstraZeneca.
We've set out a gazebo outside the pharmacy. My wife and I were sitting out there in between vaccinations talking to people in different languages, and there'll be three people listening to me talking to one other person, and then next thing you know, I said, okay, I'll have it, because they're all so confused. They just need someone they can trust talking to them.
Those aged under 40 are being told to go to their GP for AstraZeneca. And with transmission at essential workplaces a major problem, staff at supermarkets and food distribution centres in southwest Sydney will soon have priority access to the Pfizer vaccine. In the short term, epidemiologist Mike Toole from the Burnet Institute cautions against pinning all hopes on the vaccine.
It's not really going to slow down the spread of the virus until people get two doses, and that's 6 weeks away. So in the meantime, I think you have to use every tool in the toolkit that is evidence-based to get on top of this outbreak.
For Mike Toole, that includes tightening up on lockdown rules, well beyond the western and southwestern suburbs, which already have extra limits on workers' movements.
New South Wales may be playing whack-a-mole. It would make more sense to basically have similar restrictions across Greater Sydney.
A decision on whether to extend the Greater Sydney lockdown will be made in the coming days, while three local government areas in central west New South Wales are now in what's expected to be their final day of a snap 7-day lockdown.
Gavin Coote.